Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on? My name is Brew. This is another Odyssey check-in with the one and only Charlie Puth. It's like catching up with an old friend every time. How you doing, man?
Absolutely. That voice sounds so familiar to me now. We are TikTok buddies.
Yeah. Strictly TikTok, though. Outside in real world, no. No chance.
No. No. Not happening at all.
But dude, the album is officially out. I feel like, man, this has been a buildup of so many things for so long. I mean, how does it feel? The album's here. And first of all, my first question, though, are you at a point where you're so self-righteous that you had to name it like Charlie?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very narcissistic. No, a lot of people don't know my label head, Julie Greenwald. Shout out, Julie. Named my album because she kind of knew that this was going to be, when I started the album a year ago, it was going to be my most personal work yet. All produced by me. A lot of situations where I had to be alone and make all of these songs, I just did it 12 times, and for it to be out into the world, it's a great feeling.
I listened to the full thing all the way this morning, dude. It's so exciting. Like songs we've seen on TikTok that are in there mixed in with new stuff, and it's just a cool, beautiful piece of art. So it's so nice to finally have it, you know, out in the world. And you mentioned it being, you know, your most personal album. What does that mean? Is that like getting vulnerable with yourself and making like the most, I guess, intimate type of songs you've ever done?
Definitely that. But just, it really is about the audience. This album is about my fans and having them familiar with every song before the album came out. I mean, the album's out now, but hopefully they feel like when they listen to Smells Like Me or Charlie Be Quiet, they feel like they wrote the song with me because they saw all the internet content and heard its early beginning stages.
Wow. And what makes it that way? Is it like a new comfort level you're finding like at this stage in your career?
Well, I mean, it partially came up my way of showcasing my music early on. Mm-hmm. And releasing the amount of songs that I did before the album even dropped was because I lacked something that helped me make music originally, which was performing in front of my fans and then going backstage and going on this computer and making a beat and coming up with a song. So I had to perform for them in a different way since we weren't going on tour anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
With the new album out, what's something maybe unique about it compared to your others? I mean, we talked about it being the most personal one, but is there anything technically or something you did different this time that's unique compared to your others?
I would say the use of taking two polar opposites, combining them together and making a song out of that. Let's say a light switch, for example. It was unusually fast. It was faster.
Yeah.
Like a System of a Down record from 2005. Mm-hmm. But the thing about those Rick Rubin produced System of a Down records, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to listen to it. Anybody listening to this now, mm-hmm. is that it maintained that high energy when it went halftime. And yeah. I wanted to grab that, not rip that song off, but just grab that energy of a really high intense guitar based song that goes halftime. Take that facet and then combine it with all this shit that I usually put in my music, all the synths and the lushness, combine the two together, and then out comes like a baby, a new song called Light Switch in a way that you've never heard me before. So I basically just did that 11 times on a self-produced album.
Technical stuff, you know, gets better over time. What about dating? Does that get easier over time?
It does get easier over time, but I don't even do it right now. I just, it's too much to, I'm only ready to give myself when I know I have the mind capacity to expand it. And I know that I'm very focused on myself at this moment.
Hey, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
When we talk about which one's sadder, in the situation, is it teardrops on a guitar or teardrops on a piano? Like, which one is more depressing?
I think teardrops on my guitar is more of a Ugly Crier.
Oh, that's so true. Because, you know, you got to hold it weird. You're not like, you can't bend over like a piano, you know? You're like,
I know. I'm like, Taylor, fuck me up, please. But I think maybe my song Tears on My Piano is more of a, maybe a melancholic light and mist of a cry, because it has a kind of this Kid Cudi uplifting it's beat cool. behind it.
You know, yeah, it's cool to cry on your piano.
Yeah, it's cool to cry on my piano. Messy, you got to Windex it, though. A lot of slippery fingers.
Yeah, slipping off the keys. Can't have it.
No, can't have it. But that's actually when I was thinking about that when I was writing the song. That's why the piano part in that song, we're talking about track 10 on Tears on My Piano, the piano part sounds kind of messy. Mm. And that's on purpose, because that's how a piano in my mind would sound if it were covered in water, tears.
Wow. That's so interesting. I was thinking, like, if your eyes were, because I thought the same thing too. I was like, I wonder if his eyes are water and he can't see the keys. And that's why it sounds like it's kind of, you know, muddled. But it's if the keyboard was wet, huh?
Yeah, the keyboard's literally wet and the piano part sounds sloppy as a result of it being wet from you crying about somebody who you're writing about. Jesus.
Jesus. This whole thing's depressing, man. What are we going
to
say?
This is a sad album. I recommend you not listen to it.
No, it comes to a good point at the end because you have no more drama.
That's right.
It's the last song. Is that like, did you find peace after making this whole thing?
That's exactly why I put that at the end. That's hilarious. It was the start of the manipulation. And at the end, I got out unscathed.
You won.
I won.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, that wraps up our album part. I want to ask a couple quick questions, like unrelated, before we wrap up. You're going to be on The Voice, dude. You're one of Camilla's battle advisors that you did the filming. What do you try to instill in contestants in a space like that? I feel like it's, you know, you don't have much time. Like, how do you get to them and talk to them and give them advice?
I'm trying to instill the advice of, you don't have to overthink things. Don't force notes out. Keep your voice dopey. Don't be nervous about singing in front of me. I mean, maybe easier said than done, but it's really just about showcasing your voice. It's literally called The Voice.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I feel like you'd be the best person to have as a coach because of just you're so knowledgeable in all facets of music. Your favorite song right now out is Super Freaky Girl, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I love
it. You're jamming to, why?
I love how it sounds. I love that Nicki's been doing this for a really long time and is still just on top. It's very inspiring for me as someone who hasn't been doing it for as long as her, but I hope that I can have success throughout my career as much as she has had. So it's very inspiring for me.
Absolute queen. Dude, congrats. So excited for you. I'm so glad this album's here. It's always good. I swear I'm going to get you in the studio one day. We got to.
I know. One day we'll do something in person.
I think we're neighbors. You're like right down the street, but you know, one day we'll do it. So thanks for the time. And thanks for doing this Odyssey check-in. We always appreciate it.
I appreciate all y'all. I really do. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.